May 1st, Memorial of St. Joseph the Worker, using the special readings from the memorial, Genesis 1:26b to 2:3, Psalm 90, and Matthew 13:54 to 58. In today's gospel, we see how Jesus' neighbors dismissed him, even though they recognized his wisdom and power, which they found, quote, astonishing. Why? He was too ordinary, too working class, the carpenter's son. They expected God's word to come in a more spectacular package. As a result, they missed out on the life-changing message that Jesus offered. Apparently, they weren't impressed with Joseph either. Though a skilled craftsman, he still did hard manual labor and therefore was not respected like the privileged elite. We can underestimate St. Joseph in the same way. There is nothing splashy or self-promoting about him. He does not say a single word in all the scriptures. All he does is work hard, care for his family, and follow God's will as it is revealed to him. Yet no one outside the Blessed Mother herself had a more critical role in the Word of God coming into our world and bringing about our salvation. The fact that God entrusted Joseph with such an awesome responsibility shows what really matters in this life. It is not power, wealth, fame, or dazzling showmanship. Rather, it is the basic human virtues: humility, fidelity, selflessness, compassion, discipline, and hard work. It is often through these qualities that God builds up the church and brings peace, justice, and mercy into our world. There are many Josephs among us today, people who quietly and devotedly go about their daily work, care for their families, and go out of their way to serve others in need, facing the often daunting challenges of each day with hope and trust in God. They grow, prepare, and deliver our food, build and maintain our homes, businesses, and roads, clothe us, teach our children, transport us to work, school, and the store, and care for us when we are sick or infirm. We cannot live without them. Moreover, there is a real holiness in them, all the more strong and genuine because they are so quiet and self-effacing. If we really want to find Christ in our world, we do well to look to them because he is with them. After all, they are his people. He was one of them. The account from Genesis in today's first reading suggests the same connection between God and working people in the way it describes God as a worker who built our world and then finally took a well-earned day off from, quote, all the work he had been doing. St. Ignatius in the Spiritual Exercises echoes that theme, especially in the final exercise, the contemplation to obtain the love of God, where he invites us to consider how God, quote, conducts himself as one who labors. Thus in the heavens, the elements, the plants, the fruits, the cattle, etc., he gives being, conserves them, confers life, sensation, etc. End of quote. During the pandemic, we have become more aware of all the good people who labor on our behalf in the spirit of St. Joseph, of the sacrifices they make, and how dependent we are on them. Nevertheless, they are still too often looked down on in our society, as were St. Joseph and his son Jesus in their time. These people are certainly not compensated in proportion to the contribution they make to the overall functioning of the economy, not to mention the risks they take and the burdens they bear to serve those of us who are more comfortable. The inequities are severe enough in many cases that these essential workers cannot afford to avail themselves of even the basic goods they bring to us. If we want to get close to Christ, what better way than to meet him where he lives, in solidarity with the humble, hardworking people who are all around us, yet are so often overlooked and taken for granted? We can get to know them better, seek to understand and share their experience, show them the respect they deserve, and make sure they are treated with dignity and fairness. In doing so, we would honor St. Joseph the Worker and please his carpenter's son.